In the studio is the new sports director for the Mexico Area Family YMCA, Mr. Seth Cook. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having us.
Well, we're glad to have you in here. Mr. B. Wilson is here as well. He's an employee over at the Mexico YMCA. Happy New Year to you, B. Good to see you.
Happy New Year.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Seth, you just got into the job over at the YMCA about a month ago, I would say. Is that right?
Yeah. December 4th, if I remember right, was the first day.
All right. Been on the job for a little while. Any new programs coming to the YMCA, or is everything going to kind of stay the same? Have you had a chance to implement anything just yet?
So haven't had a chance to implement anything new yet. We're actually definitely starting one this week. Hopefully it has a good turnout. As old programs, I plan to keep everything pretty similar, so the members don't, get a lesser experience or anything, at least for that first year. And then for new programs, we are bringing over Adaptive Rec, so we're starting a cornhole league this week. It'll go from this Wednesday on to February 14th. We'll play every Wednesday, 5:30 to 7. And last year we did a cornhole session where we practiced and did a tournament at the end. The athletes really liked it, so wanted to try and do a league this year and see how they liked that.
Love it. Cornhole tournament. How do people get signed up for that? Is there a payout for the cornhole tournament, or is it just bragging rights, or how does all that work?
Yeah, so it's for anybody that has a disability, wants to get out and play something. And there aren't any payouts, but I do plan to have medals for the top three, and then some, we call them bravery medals, for everyone else at the end of it. So yeah, we'll add up scores on February 14th and see who comes in the top.
All right. Well, keep our eye on that for sure. That sounds like a really nice thing. You were talking to me a little bit before we got on the air about blitzball. Tell everybody what blitzball is, because I'm not familiar with it, but explain that to us a little bit.
Yeah. So blitzball is basically it's wiffle ball, but the ball is different. It's made up of a bunch of little hexagon pieces, and there's no holes in it at all. So it's a little bit more intuitive. So if you played baseball before and you know how to throw a curveball, you can do that same motion and you'll throw a curveball. Where the wiffle ball, you had to hold it a certain way and it would do something crazy. But it's a little more intuitive. And yeah, we've been talking a little bit with the Vandalia location about maybe doing a joint tournament or league super early in the talks. We got to iron out all the details and stuff. But yeah, it's a pretty fun game, and you can play it with traditional baseball rules where you have base runners, you have to throw to first to get them out, all that. And then you can also play a little bit different rules where, based on where you hit the ball, that's a single or a double or a triple, and then you have ghost runners, and then people in the field can still catch a pop fly for an out, keep the ball in front of them, that would, simulate a ground out. And things like that. So kind of open it up to more ages if you don't want to, run bases and take the chance of getting hurt running the bases. It's a good, fun sport to kind of get the throwing and the hitting down of baseball.
Very nice. We'll keep an eye out for that. You're just eyeing that right now, but announcements could be coming soon, so yeah. We'll keep an eye on your Facebook page and your Mexico Area YMCA website as well. What else going on over at the YMCA? I know this the Get Fit Challenge is always a big thing. That's going to be coming up, is it next week? Is that the way I understand it?
I believe so. Brooks told me a little bit about that, so I know that it's coming. And we got an email over the weekend that I haven't gotten to look at in depth yet. But yeah, it is coming up soon, and I think it should be a good program for us.
All right, we'll hear some more details on that coming up soon. I understand there's some new changes coming to the Get Fit Challenge, so that should be exciting too. Anything else you want to share with us this morning over at the Mexico Area YMCA?
Yeah, so another new program we've got coming up, hoping to do get going at least at the end of this month or hopefully next month at the very latest, is a Nerf birthday battle rentals. So basically we're gonna have the Kennan Center available to rent for a couple hours, and we'll have Nerf guns and darts that your party can use, and we'll set up boxes in the Kennan Center to kind of make like a paintball speed course type thing with different coverages and stuff like that, and yeah, you just come in, have fun, play Nerf with your buddies, and have a blast. Cole Holderbrand actually pledged a donation for this, made it possible, so big thanks to him. But yeah, so I think that'll be a fun one that's coming up hopefully soon. We've got the stuff in the cart ready to order, so it's just a matter of getting the right credit card down and getting the stuff here.
All right, well, that sounds good. We will keep an eye on that. We're going to have you come in on a monthly basis, so you and B. And B, I'm liking that Mixed Country 96 shirt you've got on today. Looking good over there, buddy. And we hope to have you guys here in February again. Congratulations on the new job, and as always, it's good to see both of you.
Yeah, good to see you too, Matt. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. B. Wilson and Mr. Seth Cook here from the Mexico Area Family YMCA this morning.